Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get to this week's episode, I've got to tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, Focusrite. Podcasting can be full of daunting concepts like gain staging and signal changes and waveform degrungulating. Did you even notice that I made that last one up? Skip the jargon and be your best creative self with an audio interface from Focusrite. Once you're ready to record, Focusrite has taken the guesswork out of setting your levels with their unique gain halos, which are blinking lights around each gain knob that let you know when you've reached the ideal level for your voice. We'll have more information about Focusrite and their audio interfaces in the show notes of this episode. You can also learn more at Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. We are also proud to be supported this week by Cast Media. Cast Media is the leading independent podcast network, one of the first leaders in the simulcast strategy for show creation and distribution. Go to castmedia.com to check out all of the shows on their slate, including The Sarah Silverman Podcast, The Vile Files, The Opportunist, and Some More News. Their newest narrative, Vigilante, comes from the creative team who brought you The Opportunist and drops on May 23rd. Follow Cast Media shows now on all podcast apps or at the link in the show notes of this episode. Hi, welcome back to the show. What do you know about archaeology? I know, what an opener. If you're anything like me, the first image that comes to mind when you hear the word archaeology is a giant dusty pit of people digging around and looking for bones. While this is probably an accurate image of what some archaeological research entails, I learned this week that it's a much larger and more complex field of study than that. Sometimes it's in a big dusty pit, but sometimes archaeological research actually happens underwater. Fun fact, the study of past human cultures with an emphasis on how they interacted with water systems is called maritime archaeology, and it is pretty cool. This week's Earbuds list is curated by Chip Caldwell, the editor-in-chief of the Sapiens magazine and the executive producer of Sapiens, a podcast for everything human. Sapiens is an anthropology magazine that combines archaeology, biology, culture, and language to tell stories about the human world. In the months following George Floyd's murder in 2020, Sapiens started a collaboration with the Society of Black Archaeologists and the Indigenous Archaeology Collective. This collaboration expanded the overarching narrative of what archaeology is all about in ways much bigger than my dust versus water realization. Their work exposed the narratives of a new generation of Black and Indigenous archaeologists who are changing the way we think about history. While so many of the stories of our human history are told through a white colonial lens, this week's podcast picks show the missing details of these archaeological stories. This week's theme is called Rewriting Black and Indigenous Histories. In a moment, we're going to hear from Chip Caldwell. He'll tell us a bit more about his podcast picks for this week and his work at Sapiens. After that, we're going to tell you about this week's spotlight pick, the 10 News. And last but not least, I'll share some podcast community updates and opportunities. But first, let's chat on Good Pods. I would absolutely love to hear what you're thinking about our show, plus all of the other podcasts that you're listening to. If you're unfamiliar, Good Pods is a social podcast listening app. You can leave a comment on this episode in the Good Pods app, and we'll give you a special fan spotlight on Twitter. Now here's Chip Caldwell to tell us about this week's podcast recommendations.
Hello, my name is Chip Caldwell. I am the editor-in-chief of Sapiens.org, which is a digital magazine that brings anthropology to the public to make a difference in how people see themselves and the people around them. Through this work, we are striving for a wiser world by exploring everything human. And we also produce a podcast, Sapiens, a podcast for everything human. And in that podcast, I'm the sometimes host and executive producer, along with my colleagues at House of Pod. So the theme I chose is Black and Indigenous podcasters who are rewriting and reimagining history. I chose this because in season 4 of the Sapiens podcast, we had a new and really, really special season on how Black and Indigenous voices are changing the stories archaeology tells. Through an array of deep dives, interviews, and storytelling, this season aims to recenter the stories of our past to orient us toward a new future. So for the first episode that I picked, I would recommend Into the Depths, Episode 2 Training. This podcast presents really, really great storytelling about how Black historians are making waves as scuba divers and archaeologists. And the tragedy of the past is being rewritten by a hopeful future through the work of these scholars, explorers. This is just brilliant and inspiring work. Next, I'd recommend our own Sapiens Episode 3, At the Heart of It All, for Season 4. In this episode, you're going to hear an archaeologist and community historian share difficult stories of identifying and protecting unmarked graves at Indigenous boarding schools and a historic African-American cemetery threatened by development. Next, I'd recommend Become a Good Ancestor, Episode 1, Shoutin' in the Fire with Dante Stewart. This episode begins by asking, what does it mean to come from community? And what do we owe those who came before us and those who will follow? Through the lens of Black history and culture, Layla F. Syed, an anti-racism educator in her newly rebranded podcast, helps you become a person linked in time and place. Next, I'd recommend All My Relations, The Border Crossed Us. This episode is a kind of really wonderful companion to Become a Good Ancestor. You're going to hear two phenomenal hosts, Matika Wilbur, who's Swinomish and Tulalip, and Desi Small Rodriguez, who's Northern Cheyenne. They provide, through an Indigenous land, a kind of reimagination of your relationships to your relatives, your culture or cultures, and even the earth itself. Finally, I'd recommend Emergence Magazine podcast Birder to Birder, J. Drew Lehman. That's the episode title. And this podcast takes a radical view of being human and our place in the world. And in this amazing episode, you'll hear how naturalist J. Drew Lehman imagines an exchange of letters between Henry David Thoreau and John James Audubon about slavery, racism, and imagining a different future for all of us. So what do I hope folks will get out of this theme? Well, so much. But if I had to pick one major theme, it's that diversity of storytelling is not merely about equity. It's about new, different, and better stories because they reveal more layers of the human experience. So I hope you listen in to these amazing episodes and also have the chance to connect with sapiens.org and the Sapiens podcast. Thank you.
Thank you to Chip Caldwell for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Chip's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, and they're available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be just like Chip? Do you want to curate a list for Earbuds? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcast picks, and you can also record a voice clip just like Chip did to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, and you can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting The 10 News. Here's what it's about. The 10 News looks at what's happening in the world and provides context and reporting on the stories that kids want to learn more about. Each episode consists of 10 minutes of news, information, and fun for curious kids ages 8 to 12. And their parents are allowed to listen too. Episodes drop Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. You can learn more about The 10 News at the10news.com and in the show notes of this episode. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. For our Canadian listeners, do you want to learn how to make podcasts that are accessible and inclusive to all? Look no further. Seneca College is starting a micro-credential accessible podcasting course, which was developed with the CNIB Foundation and the Canadian Hard of Hearing Association, with industry advisement from Pacific Content. Register at the link in our show notes. On the Earbuds blog this week, I interview Brenda Gazar from Code Whack about her experience as a healthcare journalist and podcaster. You can find it at earbuds.audio/blog or at the link in our show notes. And last, Labs Weekender is the first self-paced narrative podcasting course from an award-winning podcast and training program designed to be flexible for busy people. From script writing to sound design, get a complete toolkit for the next great podcast, yours. Learn more and register for the Labs Weekender course at shelterinplace.org/labs. That's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you again to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.